Wow, this week in AI, it was pretty wild, huh? We saw everything from AI potentially using more power than entire cities to AI Jesus offering digital absolution.
It's amazing, isn't it? The sheer range of developments. I mean, in just one week.
It's a lot to process. So let's break it all down. We've got the most important AI and machine learning news from November 17th and November 24th.
The goal, as always, is to give you the information you need to understand what matters most in this crazy, fast-moving world of AI.
So first up, let's tackle those headlines about AI data centers potentially using more power than whole cities. It's a little scary, right? I mean, it makes you wonder if AI is worth the cost.
It's a valid concern. It's like we're seeing the amazing potential of AI, right? But we need to be careful about how much energy it takes to power these massive systems.
Right, because those energy demands, they're huge.
Exactly. And that's why researchers are looking at ways to make AI more sustainable. Think about things like solar farms or wind turbines powering AI systems. That's got to be the future, don't you think?
Definitely. It's not just about the amazing things AI can do, but how we can do those things, responsibly. And speaking of pushing boundaries, Jensen Huang's vision of 247 AI factories, that's pretty mind-blowing. Just imagine production never stopping, constantly churning out goods thanks to AI-powered automation.
Right, the potential for efficiency, for increased output, it's incredible. But it also makes you think, what about the human workforce? What happens to jobs in a 247 AI-driven economy?
Huge questions.
Exactly, and how do we make sure the benefits of this technology are shared? These are big societal and economic issues, and we can't ignore them as AI keeps advancing.
Yeah, it's like we're facing another industrial revolution. We need to be ready for the changes, good and bad. So let's jump into large language models, LLMs. Feels like every week there's a new breakthrough.
The LM arena is definitely heating up. Look at Google's Gemini, reclaiming the top spot in the LM leaderboard. It shows how fast this technology is evolving.
So what does that mean? Like practically.
AI is getting better and better at understanding and generating human-like text. The possibilities are pretty incredible.
And then there's Mistral's new multimodal powerhouse. Before we get too deep, can you explain multimodal? It sounds pretty complex.
Actually, it's simpler than it sounds. Multimodal just means that these models can process and generate different types of data, not just
Yeah,
text.
so like,
Images, audio, you name it.
I see.
This opens up so many doors. We could have more intuitive virtual assistants or see huge changes in content creation, even scientific research.
So AI is basically gaining more of the senses that we humans use.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. And speaking of AI evolving, there's Dinosaur, the LLM that writes its own functions. That sounds like science fiction. What's that about?
It's a prime example of AI learning and adapting. It can actually write its own code to do new things.
Whoa.
Imagine AI systems that design and improve themselves with very little human help.
Yeah.
That's the potential here.
I mean, that's pretty amazing, but also a little scary, right? Makes you wonder where it all ends.
You're not wrong to be concerned. Researchers are very aware of this too. As AI becomes more autonomous, we need to set clear rules, safety measures, make sure AI is still aligned with human values, even as it gets smarter.
It's a big responsibility, which is probably why OpenAI is funding research into AI morality, right?
Exactly. As AI gets more powerful and more integrated into our lives, it's critical to establish ethical frameworks, make sure it's not just preventing harm, but actively promoting good things. Fairness, transparency, accountability,
Right. But on the other side of that, we see AI being used for bad stuff too, like those North Korean hackers using AI-powered scams to steal $10 million.
Yeah, it's a harsh reminder that any technology can be misused. We need serious cybersecurity and AI security research to stay ahead of these threats.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword. Incredible potential for good, but real risks too.
Exactly. That's why it's so important to have open and honest conversations about AI. We need to actively shape how it develops to make sure it's aligned with our values.
Okay, so let's look at how AI is actually being used in the real world. First up, ChatGPT outperforming doctors in a diagnostic challenge. Does this mean we're all getting medical advice from chatbots soon?
Not quite. The point is, AI in healthcare is about helping doctors, not replacing them.
Oh, I see.
ChatGPT's success shows how AI can help doctors make more accurate and faster diagnoses, which is good for patients.
So it's like having a super smart assistant who can crunch all that data.
Exactly. And AI can spot patterns, things that might be missed, especially in areas where there aren't many specialists.
That's a great point. Makes healthcare more accessible.
Right. And then there's the world's first robotic double lung transplant.
That's just amazing. So what does that mean for the future of surgery?
It shows the potential of robotics and AI in surgery, for sure. Think increased precision, smaller incisions, faster recovery. But we need to be careful, of course. Patient safety always comes first.
Right, balancing innovation with ethics. Okay, now for something even more mind-boggling, DeepMind's AI fixing quantum computing errors. I'll admit, quantum computing itself is hard enough for me to get.
It's pretty complex. Quantum computing uses the principles of quantum mechanics. It can solve problems that normal computers can't even touch.
So it's like super powerful.
Think of a computer that can be in multiple states at once. The problem is, quantum computers are very error-prone, and that's where AI comes in. DeepMind's AI can actually detect and correct these errors, making quantum computers more reliable.
So AI is helping unlock the potential of another groundbreaking technology.
Exactly. AI isn't just one thing. It's a tool that can help other fields advance faster. Medicine, manufacturing, scientific discovery, space exploration, you name it. It's like AI is becoming the ultimate helper, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
I like that, the ultimate helper. Speaking of pushing boundaries, the money flowing into AI development is serious business. Amazon just raised its investment in Anthropic to $8 billion.
That's a massive investment, for sure. It shows that the big players are really betting on AI's future.
And Invada Biosciences raising $130 million for AI-driven drug discovery. It seems like healthcare is a hotbed for AI right now.
Absolutely. AI can completely change how we discover new drugs, speed up the process, make it more efficient. This could mean new treatments for all sorts of diseases, which means healthier, longer lives.
Wow. It's exciting to see so much investment in areas that could make such a difference for humanity.
It really does feel like we're on the cusp of a major shift. And we'll get into some of those exciting developments right after this. It's a transformative era, no doubt. One that needs us to move forward, you know, with both excitement and responsibility.
Yeah.
We have the power to shape where AI goes, but it's going to take informed choices, a commitment to ethical development.
So alongside those amazing advances, we also saw some news that's a little more unexpected.
You mean the AI Jesus, the one making headlines?
That's the one. A Swiss church introduced this AI Jesus confessional booth. It's kind of wild, right? What are your thoughts on this? I mean, from both a tech perspective and a societal one.
It's definitely a unique way to use AI, and it brings up this fascinating conversation about technology and spiritual experiences.
Right.
Some people might be into it. Others might question it. You know, It highlights how AI is getting into even the most traditional parts of our lives, making us rethink, well, everything. Our relationship with technology, spirituality, it's all up for grabs.
It really blurs the lines between like the real world and the digital one. And speaking of blurring lines, what about Apple working on an LLM Siri? Imagine Siri with the power of a cutting-edge language model.
It makes sense. It's the next step for virtual assistants. Putting LLMs into Siri could make it so much more powerful. Imagine Siri understanding what you really mean, or creating content, or even having a real conversation.
It'd be like having a truly intelligent assistant, like right there in your pocket. But then there are also concerns about data privacy, right? And how these advanced AI systems might, I don't know, influence our thoughts and actions.
You're right to be cautious. As these technologies become more ingrained in our lives, we have to think about their impact on our autonomy, on how we make decisions. We need to be sure we're using AI in a way that gives us more power, not less.
That's a really good point. Okay, and what about OpenAI planning to launch their own web browser? Could that be a rival to Google?
It's a bold move, that's for sure. It shows how influential OpenAI is becoming. A browser powered by them could focus on user privacy or offer new AI-driven features, maybe challenge the big players even.
It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. Competition is usually good for innovation, right?
Right, which ultimately benefits the users.
Exactly. So this could be a positive thing for, well, the internet as we know it. Okay, let's switch gears a bit. China's AI model is reportedly outperforming OpenAI in certain areas, especially quantum computing applications. What does this mean for the global AI landscape?
It shows that China is serious about AI research, especially in areas like quantum computing. AI development is global, and the competition is getting fierce. It's like a race. with different countries and companies fighting for the lead in different areas of AI.
So the AI landscape is becoming more complex, like multipolar, with different leaders emerging in different areas.
That's a good way to put it. And this really highlights how important international collaboration is. Sure, there's competition, but AI is a global challenge and a global opportunity. We can do so much more by working together, you know, sharing knowledge, addressing ethical concerns, all of that.
So even with the competition, there's also a strong case for cooperation in the AI field.
Right. Finding the right balance between pushing innovation and making sure AI benefits everyone, that's the key.
Absolutely. Now, back to some of the other exciting news from this week. ChatGPT's visual AI capabilities are supposedly almost ready to launch. What can we expect from that?
This is a big step in making LLMs even more powerful. Visual AI means ChatGPT will be able to understand and work with images.
So what kind of things could it do?
Think creative stuff, visual search, even helping people who are visually impaired.
Oh, wow.
It's like taking ChatGPT's power and expanding it into the visual world.
It sounds like AI is evolving to like interact with the world more and more like humans do.
You got it. Multimodal AI systems, the ones that can process both text and images, that's the next frontier in AI. We're getting closer to AI that can truly understand the world, like we do.
And Microsoft revealed some new AI agents and automation tools, too. What's the big deal with those?
Microsoft is really focused on making AI practical, you know, making it useful for all kinds of tasks. These agents can be like personal assistants, automating things, making recommendations. The goal is to make our lives easier, more efficient.
So AI is like the ultimate personal assistant for businesses now.
Kind of, yeah. AI is changing how businesses work. Customer service, marketing, managing the supply chain, developing new products, it's touching everything. It's all about using AI to do things better, make smarter choices, and find new levels of efficiency.
Amazing. Oh, and there was an update to GPT-4o, right? What's new there?
Updates to GPT-4o are always exciting because they usually mean better performance, better accuracy, and new things it can do. We might see improvements in how it generates language, how it solves problems, even new features that make it more versatile.
It's impressive how these language models keep getting better and better.
It's the nature of AI. Things are constantly evolving, with improvements in hardware, software, algorithms, all driving this incredible progress. It's a fascinating time to be following AI because there are breakthroughs happening all the time.
And OpenAI is launching an advanced voice mode for the web. What's that all about?
This is huge for accessibility. Voice mode will let people interact with ChatGPT and other OpenAI tools using just their voice.
That's great.
It's more convenient for everyone, but especially for people with disabilities or anyone who prefers hands-free.
So it's a big step towards making AI more inclusive.
Exactly. AI needs to be available to everyone no matter what. It's about making sure the benefits are spread widely.
I totally agree. And OpenAI is launching a free AI training course for teachers, too. That's great news.
It is. We need to prepare future generations for a world powered by AI. This course will give teachers the knowledge and skills to integrate AI into their classrooms, to help kids think critically about AI and become responsible users of these technologies.
It's like we're giving the next generation the tools not just to use AI, but to understand it, to shape it, to make sure it's used for good.
Exactly. Education is essential if we want AI to benefit society as a whole.
Okay, let's talk about defense and aerospace for a minute.
Right.
Lockheed Martin is partnering with ICEYE to advance AI-enabled targeting. What are the implications of AI in the military?
This partnership shows how important AI is becoming in military settings. AI-powered targeting systems can improve accuracy, reduce unintended damage, and give a better picture of what's happening on the battlefield.
But it's also a really sensitive area, right? There are concerns about unintended consequences and the need for human control in those life or death decisions.
You're absolutely right. It's crucial to have these conversations about AI in the military. We need clear guidelines to ensure that AI is used responsibly, minimizing harm.
It's a tough balance to strike, using AI's power while staying true to our ethical values.
That's exactly it.
Okay, let's move to something a bit more fun. Samsung is revealing AI smart glasses in partnership with Google and Qualcomm. That feels like a huge step for wearable tech.
It is. AI-powered smart glasses could do so much. Imagine augmented reality overlays, real-time translation, even health monitoring. It's like having a tiny computer right on your face, blending digital info with the real world.
Sounds super futuristic. But I guess we also need to think about privacy and data security, right? Especially with something so close to our eyes.
You're spot on. As we start using more connected devices that collect data, protecting that data becomes even more important.
So we need strong security and ethical guidelines to keep our information safe.
That's essential.
Speaking of Microsoft, they also introduced some more new AI agents this week. Everyone seems to be on the AI agent train. What's driving this?
It shows how committed Microsoft is to making AI accessible, making it work for everyday tasks. These agents can be our assistants, automating things, giving us personalized suggestions. It's all about making our lives easier and more efficient.
It's like having AI helpers for, well, everything. But are there downsides? Could we become too reliant on these agents? Or could they make existing biases worse if they're not designed carefully?
Those are valid concerns, for sure. We have to be careful that AI agents don't become too intrusive or start reflecting existing biases if they're not designed well. Responsible AI development means thinking about these risks and working hard to prevent them.
It's like AI is a tool, a very powerful one. And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's our job to make sure it's used for good to benefit everyone.
I couldn't agree more. We need to be responsible, thinking about both the good and the bad, harnessing the power while guarding against the unintended consequences.
Right. Now, not all the AI news was rosy this week. There was a leaked memo about Amazon having trouble with their Alexa AI overhaul. What does this say about the challenges of building these complex systems?
It shows that even the biggest tech companies struggle with AI. Building these sophisticated systems is hard, and there are going to be setbacks. What matters is that companies learn from those mistakes and adapt their strategies to overcome them. It's all about learning and getting better.
So even in AI, it's not always smooth sailing. There are bumps in the road.
Exactly. It's complex. It's challenging. But that's also what makes it so fascinating, right? The challenges push us to be more creative, to think differently, to keep pushing those boundaries.
Okay, let's wrap up this look at the week's AI news with a few final highlights. What else stood out to you?
Well, we've got Mistral's new multimodal powerhouse, remember?
Oh, yeah, that was big news. Why is everyone so excited about it?
It's a big jump forward in how AI can process and understand different kinds of data. Text, images, audio. It can handle it all.
So it can do more.
It's more versatile, and it can take on complex tasks that need a more holistic understanding of information. It's AI becoming more human-like, in a way, processing information from different sources.
Fascinating. And for the shoppers out there, Perplexity is launching AI-powered shopping. What do you think of that?
AI is changing the way we shop. And this is a great example. It can offer personalized recommendations, let you try things on virtually, even has AI chatbots to help you find products and answer your questions.
It's like having a personal AI shopping assistant. But what does that mean for the future of shopping and for jobs? Could it make people buy things they don't need?
Those are valid concerns for sure. As AI becomes more a part of how we shop, we need to think about its impact on consumer behavior and what it means for the whole retail industry. It's about finding the right balance between convenience and responsibility.
Absolutely. Now, for those interested in healthcare, the NIH is introducing Trial GPT for matching patients with clinical trials.
This is a really promising application of AI. Trial GPT can analyze patient data and match them with trials that might be right for them.
So it's like a matchmaker for clinical trials.
Exactly. It helps patients find potentially life-saving treatments and helps researchers find the right participants for their trials.
That's amazing. It sounds like AI is making healthcare more personalized, more effective for everyone.
That's the goal.
And Microsoft, always busy, also introduced BioMedParse, a new tool for medical imagery. What's that all about?
BioMedParse can help doctors and researchers analyze medical images, but much faster and more accurately. It can detect patterns, find things that look unusual, and provide insights that humans might miss.
So it's like giving doctors a superpower.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
It helps them see things in medical images that they might not have seen before, which could lead to earlier and more accurate diagnoses.
That's a powerful tool. AI seems to be becoming essential in healthcare.
It really is. AI is playing a bigger and bigger role in everything from diagnosing and treating diseases to discovering new drugs and personalizing medicine. It's all about using AI to enhance human expertise and make sure everyone gets the best healthcare possible.
So for those dreaming of a personal AI companion, 11 Labs is now offering customizable conversational AI agents. What kind of possibilities does this open up?
This is an exciting development in conversational AI. Imagine AI agents that can be your personal assistant or a companion or even a virtual representative. They can be tailored to your needs and preferences.
So like your own personal AI butler, always there to help.
Exactly. Ready to help with tasks, provide information, or just have an interesting conversation.
It sounds like AI is becoming more a part of our everyday lives, offering companionship, assistance, even a new form of entertainment.
It's true. Conversational AI could completely change how we interact with technology and with each other. It's about creating experiences that are more personalized, more engaging, even more human-like.
It's amazing to think about how conversational AI is, like, changing everything. It's a whole new way for humans and computers to interact.
It is. We're moving towards a future where tech is, you know, more like talking to a friend than using a tool. It's exciting, but we have to be thoughtful about the ethics, make sure these technologies are used the right way.
For sure. So we've covered a lot today, from AI using massive amounts of energy to the rise of AI agents and even AI manipulating DNA. What are your main takeaways from this crazy week in AI?
I think the biggest thing is how fast AI is changing. The breakthroughs in large language models, multimodal AI, and all the applications in healthcare, finance, even quantum computing. It's clear that AI is affecting every part of our lives. And it's bringing these incredible opportunities, but also some tough challenges we need to face.
It really does feel like we're living in a sci-fi movie, but it's actually happening.
It's a transformative time, no doubt. We need to approach it with, I think, a sense of wonder, but also a good dose of responsibility. We can shape this future, but it takes smart choices and a commitment to doing things the right way.
So what about our listeners? What should they be thinking about as they navigate this world where AI is becoming so powerful?
Stay curious. Stay informed about what's happening in AI. Talk about it. Discuss the implications. The more we understand AI, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this new world. It's not just about watching it happen. It's about taking part in shaping how AI develops.
Absolutely. We all have a role to play in making sure AI is used for good in a way that aligns with our values.
Exactly. And we've mentioned the AI and Machine Learning for Dummies app a few times during this episode. It's a great way to start learning about AI, you know, the basics.
And for anyone wanting to use AI in their business, Etienne Newman's consulting services could be really helpful. He's got a lot of experience helping organizations use AI effectively.
You can find out more about his services on djamgatetech.com. It's worth checking out if you're, you know, curious about what AI can do for your business.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question. With AI changing so fast, what skills and knowledge will be most important in the future? What role do you want to play in shaping this world where AI is becoming more and more a part of everything?
That's the question we should all be asking. The future of AI is being written right now, and we're all part of that. It's up to us to decide how we want to contribute.
That's a great point. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the amazing possibilities of this incredible technology.